Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining in today. I am your hostess with the mostest, Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and also Amazon number one international best-selling author. I had to look at my thing. I'm like, am I talking? Because sometimes I'll do some crazy stuff where I'll just be talking, and y'all can't hear me. So I'm good. I'm glad. So I hope that everyone is doing well, that you're having a great Saturday. Speaking of which, this is a special time for me to have this episode on and my special guest in because guess where I was earlier this week? I was in Washington, D.C., delivering a presentation to the I want to say the Veterans Administration, but it was actually an administration that helps association, which is part of the government branch, that helps veterans find employment. And I was talking about how to use social media to sell your services. It was a big hit. I was so excited. I'm telling you, I was really excited. And we had a great time. I spoke to almost 100 people. Yay! So I just want to let you. I just wanted to share that with you and also let you know that if you are looking to next level your business, get yourself out there, do what you need to do, don't stop. Don't ever stop. Keep doing what you got to do. Keep on track. Keep God in the front. And you will, you know, you will achieve success. It's been like a long road for me, but it's a good road and then things are happening. So I just want to share that with you, my little tidbit, because I was stressed like anything trying to get up there and now we are here. This is so amazing. I love it. I love it. So I want to let you know that if you don't have any plans in September, I want you to meet me in the Poconos for the LIFT Conference 2018. This is the premier conference for faith-based women in business and ministry, providing the tools and strategies to take their businesses to the next level. Now, what can you expect from LIFT? Praise and worship to begin each day, confirming our foundation in God. Speakers who are dominating in their field of expertise, ready to pour into you. 2 days of power-packed information you can implement in your business and ministry right away. Plus, they have a great Platinum VIP day like no other. So to find out all the information about it, I want you to go to www.liftcon2018.com. Liftcon2018.com. Hopefully, I will see you there because I will be there and I want to meet you. Okay, let's get on with what we were talking about. My special, super special guest is waiting online and I want to bring her on. She's going to tell you a little bit about herself and we're going to discuss her brand new book that she has, it's already out, and how you can master the mindset of I charge for that. No more freebie Sally here. We are charging, we are making money, but you got to get your mindset right. Wendy Y, are you on board? Wendy? Hold up a second. I know she's here. Hold up a second. Maybe I have to get her back. Let's see. Wendy, why are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I can hear you. I was like, oh, no, I know you're on. What's going on?
Awesome. I said it a few times. I was like, well, I know I'm here because I can hear you.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
I'm here. Thank you for having me, Carol. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Well, honey, I am excited to have you here. That's how Wendy Y and I talk. We just girlfriends, I'm telling you. We just love talking it easy. Well, the whole show is like that. And when she came out with the book, which we're going to talk about how she got to this point with the book because she is the I charge for that person, and she's the one who helped me because when I first started working with Wendy Y a couple of years ago, I remember. Let me see if I can remember exactly. I think you helped me bring in $3,000 worth of income within the first like 30 days. I believe. I want to say.
Yeah, it was something like that, and it was just
something
about
like that.
Mindset. It was just about mindset, and you were charging way too low for the awesome job you do in your work with people.
Oh. And that's what she told me when we first started talking. She was like, "You don't charge enough money." I was like, "Oh, and I want to know out there if anybody out there has ever felt that. You're like, I'm charging this, you know, people are still not really running to your door, but you're not making enough money." And Wendy White said, "Girl, you need to be charging more money for what you do." And I was like, but what is it that we always say? I can't do that. I can't charge more money. People won't buy.
But, you know, Carol, it all starts with the mind. It's my whole book, the whole premise of the book is when you understand and believe at a very profound level in the value you're bringing to the marketplace through your program, services, and products, all of a sudden you have a great clarity about what you should be charging for what you're selling, your services,
exactly,
and products. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what, Wendy, well, I know I'm going to let you allow you to introduce yourself in a second, but I just want to prime the pump just a little bit with people from because I can talk about firsthand what you've done for me. So I wanted to let you know I was talking with a client today, and she wasn't a client. She was a previous, hopefully going to be a client. And I found that she was really selling herself to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be your client because, and she wasn't really saying that, those words, but I could hear it.
Knew
I could hear.
Saying, I need you, Carol.
Yes. And I just fell right into that, and it felt so good. And it took me back to when you and I first started working together, and you said, people, you will know your ideal perfect client. You will know them because they will, you know, make themselves known. They'll be like, I need to work with you, and they'll give, and you have to listen. So let me stop because I'm going to give away all the stuff. So Wendy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you here, and then we're going to get on with this. Really, it's a training. Really, that's really what it is.
Okay. So I'm a 16-year veteran in the coaching industry, which there are a lot of veterans in the coaching industry, but There are not many who can say they've been around for more than 16 years, okay?
Right.
And the reason I feel like I'm still here is not because I've done everything right, Carol. It's not because I've had, like, tremendous success throughout my whole 16 years. The reason I'm still here is because I've been up and down. I've continued to stay. And what I tell people all the time is I'm officially unemployable. Because I just can't work for somebody else. I'm officially unrecruitable in terms of multi-level marketing, network marketing, not knocking those things, but I'm officially unrecruitable. And the reality for me is I don't have anywhere else to go, so I need to make whatever I'm doing work, and I have done that. I built my business to six figures twice and lost it all twice. Some of it was due to economics. Some of it was due to my own mistakes and missteps. And some of it was due to health challenges. But I'm still here, Carol. And, you know, I got to tell you, when I came back to the marketplace after being ill at the end of 2015, and I rebranded, and I, you know, ever since then I've been, like, in SOAR mode, S-O-A-R. And I just got to tell you, it's just the things that have been happening in the last 2.5 years have been awesome and amazing. Awesome is your word, but awesome and amazing. I got to tell you.
So I'm so happy.
I work primarily with service providers, typically transformation experts is what I call them. So people who are in the business of transforming people's lives or careers or personal workspaces or businesses, coaches, speakers, trainers, consultants, and what I call emerging thought leaders. Emerging thought leaders have a powerful voice in the marketplace, but they have yet to understand how to monetize that so that they can really accelerate their income. So that's really who I am and what I do.
Okay. Well, you're right. Emerging thought leaders, you know, have this issue with trying to monetize themselves. So do a lot of other people, you know, especially the ones who are selling services. And then the other group, I guess, is those who are healers or, you know, the light workers or somebody, like you said, the transformation people. If you're trying to give someone a transformation, I think that you need to transform your mind first, because
you
otherwise you can't
to.
Help any of them. You can't do anything for them unless you do that.
This is why the book was so important to me to write. Part of what happens is when you're in that space where you want to really help people transform whatever, you tend to think that you want to help. And because you want to help, that means that what you're doing, even though you know it's life-changing, even though you know it's like really big deal, kind of deep digging kind of stuff, in the work that you're doing with people, you don't always associate that with meaning you got to charge a certain amount for it. You got to, you know, assign a fee for it. But, you know, the way I tell people, and this is something I borrowed from a partner I had several years ago, I like to live indoors, I like running water, and I like to be able to put hot dogs on the table. And if you're not charging appropriately for what you're doing in this transformation space, you're really missing out on an opportunity to live and do what you need to do to survive in your life, in your world, you know? And I think that there's a level of, we're going to talk about it in a second, but I think there's a level of value that you have to recognize, you have to understand that you're bringing to your clients. And when clients know that you see that value, they see it too.
That is so true. Because when I was doing my presentation a couple days ago in D.C., I love to say that because I was so excited about it, right? I was explaining to them, I was like, look, you're the expert out here. You know, you have a wealth of knowledge in your brain and you've got this experience and you need to be the leader. What does it take to be a leader? You just have to know a little bit more than the people who are following you. You don't have to know everything, but you do have to know more than they do. And, you know, that margin can be very, very, very slim. But still, if you know more than they do and you showcase your expertise and how valuable you are, they will still follow you. But the thing I think that's out there now is everybody's freebie Sally. You know, when they even tell you to become a coach or in this service-based business and what, they're like, okay, get a website, get a freebie, opt in, you know, let people give you their name and their email address, and then you move them up the ladder of how much they're paying. But it's like people never get up the ladder, or the ladder is like a footstool. You know, the top of their branch is like, oh, $97 or something. How many $97 things do you have to sell to make a living? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get out of that. We need to get out of it. So let's tell us, Wendy, why the first thing, because you are the expert of I charge for that. So how did you even come up with the whole thing about I charge for that?
Well, years ago, that same partner that I got the living indoors with running water and things from, I had a partner, the same partner. We were working together in our business. And we used to sort of be at odds about charging. Sometimes I would say, oh, but we don't need to charge for that because I just want to help people. And he would say, but you need to charge for that. We need to charge for that. And then sometimes he would be at a place where he would be, I remember one time he came to me and we had this membership community. And he said, I think we need to make our memberships $9.99 a month, $9.99 a month. I was like, no, we don't. So we were always in this space where I wanted to charge more, or he wanted to charge more, and we were usually in a different space about that. So I charge for that became sort of our inside joke in terms of evaluating our fees and assigning fees for what we were doing. And even though I adore him to pieces, I really believe that had a lot to do with why our business well, because we just could not seem to get it together and be on the same page with what we were going to be doing.
Oh, wow.
And assigning fees.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay. I adore him to pieces, but I'm just real, real clear that disconnect can make a difference in whether you succeed in a business or not. That's really my point for even saying it. So I charge for that as something that after he and I worked together and he moved on to something else and so did I continued to develop the concept with my clients. And so the book that I wrote is really a compilation of all of the work that I've done with various clients. I tell a lot of client stories in the book. And, you know, for clients who are listening to me, even though the names have been changed to protect the innocent, I've also compiled some of my clients. So you might not even recognize yourself if you're a client in it, because I put some people together. So, you know, to make the point I was trying to make and not step on any toes or divulge any confidences or anything like that. But it really is about just recognizing how the concept has evolved, and the book really does that.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to get you to tell me all the details that are in the book. No, but get you to tell some stuff in the book, because we've got to get that I charge for that mindset. I mean, I wasn't kidding about that freebie Sally, because I used to be her until I met Wendy Y, and she told me, you know, put her to bed. We're not talking to her. But we're going to take a minute or so out to recognize our sponsors, and we come back. Wendy Y is going to tell us all about that I charge for that mentality and how we can get it for ourselves. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Closing Academy. Now that you've marketed your business, it is now time to close a sale. The Closing Academy teaches entrepreneurs how to ask for the sale. We believe that sales is a teachable skill. You can go right now and download your free e-guide, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. So go right there, right now, download your free guide, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. And I want to remind you one more time that I'm going to be in the Poconos in Philadelphia in September, and I want you to meet me there for the LIFT Conference 2018. Remember, this is the premier conference for faith-based women in business and ministry, providing the tools and strategies to take their business to the next level. You're going to get praise and worship beginning each day, confirming our foundation in God, speakers who are dominating in their field of expertise, ready to pour into you, and 2 days of power-packed information you can implement in your business and ministry right away. Plus, the most excellent Platinum VIP day that's like no other. And you can get all of that, get the information, see what's happening, grab your seat at www.liftcon2018.com. And that's Lift, L-I-F-T, Con, C-O-N, 2018.com. Hope to see you there. Okay, Wendy Y, we are back, and we're talking about your book, I Charge for That, Mastering the Mindset for Sales Success. And what I really want to get from you is, how do people get from Freebie Sally to I charge for that, so that they're making a living with the money that's coming in from their business?
Well, the short answer is understanding and embracing a profound belief in what you're bringing in the way of value to the marketplace. Like when you believe like nobody else believes in what you do and how you can serve your clients, then when you get ready to express your fees, or when somebody balks at what you've told them is the rate that you charge, you can deal with that very easily. And let me just tell you a quick story, Carol.
Okay.
I charge for that isn't about using those four words. They're really powerful words. I charge for that is really about embodying what those words really mean. Embodying those means I know what I'm doing is valuable. I know what I'm doing is going to make a difference in your life. And because I know that, I have a fee that I'm going to assign to it, and you want to be able to pay that, because it really is an investment in me transforming your life, your career, your business, your relationship, whatever it is. That's how you begin to interact with your client. The story I want to tell is, I did a live event. It was a 2.5-day conference. I've done live events before, but never one this big. And it was in October. And the day of the event, one of my speakers, who's a friend of mine, and we've been friends for a number of years, and I refer to her as Debbie in the book, was very helpful to me. It was my first big event. She's a pro at doing conferences. So she was like, let me tell you how you need to position your speakers. Let me tell you when you need to make your offer. Let me tell you what you need to say. So when I introduced the concept of I charge for that in the event, she came up to me later and kind of said, well, you know, I did all of this stuff to support you. What if I had said I charge for that? And I knew she didn't understand what I meant when I said I charge for that. So what I tell people is I charge for that isn't about you telling people, well, I charge for that. You know, I get people who call me all the time. Quick story, something that happened recently. I got an inbox on Facebook from someone that is a family member of somebody I grew up with. And what they said was, first they sent me a friend request, and I just happened to have a spot. I have 5,000 Facebook friends, but I had a spot. So I sent a friend request because I recognized the name. And then they sent me an inbox right away that said, I want to know how to monetize my content. Here's my website. So, you know, I thought, I'm not sure why he sent me his website, but I charge for that in my mind. That's what I said, I charge for that. If he wants me to look at it and tell him how to monetize it, you know, I charge for that. So what I did is I did go to his website. I looked at his website, and then I sent him a message, and I said, you know, thanks for sending me the information. I really am glad to, you know, connect with you. The best place to start is to go to this page on my website and invest in coaching, a coaching session that's, you know, $297 valued at $700, and then we can start our work together. That's, I charge for that. I know when he said to me, I want to know how to monetize my services and what I got on the website, I was like, yeah, I can show you how to do that. But, you know, that's not something I'm just going to do just because you know somebody that I grew up with.
That's
something that has value, and I want you to make the investment. Because the reality, Carol, is when people make the investment, they get value out of it for themselves, too. It makes you feel better. When you've made an investment, you know that you're going to reap the rewards, the return on your investment. There's something about when you pay for something and it's something that works for you, all of a sudden you feel like, wow, I made a good decision. It was a wonderful choice for me to make this investment. Wow, look at what it has done for me in my life, my career, my business, whatever it is. All of a sudden you have a whole different outlook on what's possible in your world because you made that investment. So it's about the client feeling good because they make the investment and it pays for them, and you feeling good because you've set the fee because you understand the value of what you're actually doing in the marketplace.
I have to totally agree with that, because when someone, to me, I feel very honored and privileged when someone actually pulls out, it's either their virtual wallet or their actual wallet, or they're on the phone and you say those words, which credit card you want to use, and then they tell you and you make the transaction. It's like, okay, you're investing in me, and I'm putting my name on the line. I'm putting my reputation on the line, and I'm going to help you get there. Versus when you're giving someone some free stuff, I mean, it's not like it's bad or anything. I mean, my free stuff is the bomb, so I can definitely say that. But it's one thing when you give somebody something free, and yes, they can get, you know, stuff out of it, but when they actually make an investment, you're like, okay, you're serious. You're really, really serious about getting this thing done. And then, of course, on the client side, they're like, I'm paying this money. I am serious about getting this done. And they're going to kind of hold you to the fire also. Now, I'm not talking about the crazy client who you wish, like, okay, here's your money back. But I'm talking about the people who are really, really serious about, you know, because we've had those too. But I welcome the chance to prove over and over again that what I do for people really, really does work. If you follow what I say, and then they follow what I say, and then they get the results, it's like, woohoo! So I think it's a win-win. Like you said, it's a win-win on both sides.
The thing that I know is there's a place where free should always end for you and your business. And
Say that again.
There's a place in your business where free should always end. And, you know, I call it your happy place. And whenever a client tells me, like, I don't tell people you should be charging X. When I ask, when I talk to a client about what they're charging, what I say is, let's talk about your happy place. Let's talk about your happy place. When you're in your happy place and you think of all that goes into providing this level of service, does this fee really make you happy?
Right.
And I can remember one client in particular recently telling me, you know what, I was getting ready to work my tail off for that little whatever amount of money it was. No, that's not my happy place at all. It should be X number of dollars. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's not, it's not you saying I charge for that. It's you recognizing that you want to feel happy. You want to feel a level of self-esteem and self-confidence in what you're doing because you're earning what you feel like you deserve to be paid for what you're doing. And that's what a lot of people aren't doing. So that free place has to end at some point, or that this is going to get people in the door. Can I just tell you that people will spend money when they have it? It's rarely about the money. So just lowering your fees to so-called make money is not the right approach. When you are in a situation where you're dealing with people who are not in survival mode, when I'm survival mode, I mean keeping the lights on, keeping the roof over your head, keeping the car running, keeping the power bill, whatever it is. If you're not in dealing with someone who's not in survival mode, then they have discretionary income. It really is about financial priority. It's totally about financial priority. So the thing is, people make financial priorities and they set them based on what they value. It's the old thing where somebody says, you know, I really can't afford to hire you to do blah, 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 whatever that is. And then the next thing you know, they're going on a trip out of the country. Or they're, riding in a new car. Or you see them and they got, you know, a new outfit or, you know what I mean, whatever it is. But it's about financial priority, and that's tied to value. People will invest in things that they value. And
that
if you can show them, if you can demonstrate the value of what you can do for them, then all of a sudden that the whatever the fee is doesn't make sense. I mean, makes sense to them. It's not an issue for them to pay it. It's not an issue for them to pay it. So it's all about you standing in your firm and very profound belief in what you do and the value it has, and being able to articulate that value and demonstrate that value. And as it goes for coaching, immerse that client in the value that you're going to bring. And all of a sudden, your fee, if the client, is not in survival mode, the fee is not a big deal.
Right.
It really isn't.
No, you're right. You're right. It's what is like that discretionary income. I'm going to spend it on something. Let's see. And sometimes it's not even discretionary. Sometimes it's like, I'm spending this anyway. I'll figure out how to do something else another way. But I need you. I need your service or whatever. So we're coming down to the end. I knew it would happen. We have so much fun here. So we're coming down to the end. I want you to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of this book so they can get the I Charge for That Mindset also.
Awesome. They can go to icharge4that.com. They can
love
get
it.
The book. Yeah, icharge4that.com. Easy, right? And they can also find out how they can meet me on my national book tour. I'm actually traveling right now. Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina is where my first stop is on my national book tour. So I'm in Raleigh.
Yay.
The first masterclass event and book signing is tomorrow, that's Sunday, July 22nd, I'm going to be doing a master class. I'm going to be signing books, taking selfies, and really imparting some knowledge about this whole I Charge for That Mindset with people who are there.
Oh, I love that. So if you're in the Raleigh, Durham area, please, please go to ichargeforthat.com and see how you can meet up with Wendy Y. Bailey and get this. I'm telling you, when you get this mindset and you get rid of the Freebie Sally mindset, or just, you know, put it on a lower burner because we're trying to make money here, and put it, I guess I would say, put it in the right perspective, because there's always a place for Freebie Sally, but Freebie Sally is not going to help you make everything you need. So I want everyone to get the I Charge for That, Mastering the Mindset for Sales Success. And you can get that by going to ichargeforthat.com. Thank you so much, Wendy Y., for coming on and telling us about that. And thank you so much for everything that you have helped me to achieve in my own business. I truly appreciate it.
Not a problem. Always here for you, my sister, as part of the sistership and business bestie relationship we have. I'm just really delighted and honored to have been here. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. All right, everyone, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for joining me on a special day on Saturday. But, hey, there's always time for mindset. Always time for mindset. I'll help you. So remember, today's podcast was sponsored by the Closing Academy. Now that you have marketed your business, it is now time to close a sale.
The Closing Academy teaches entrepreneurs how to ask for the sale. We believe that sales is a teachable skill. Download your free guide, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. That's all for now. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.